الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية في الجزء الخامس عن سعيد بن أبي هلال أن عبد الله بن عمرو قال لكعب، يعني كعب الأحبار أحبار عفوا، أخبرني عن صفة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمته، قال أجدهم في كتاب الله تعالى إن أحمد وأمته يحمدون الله عز وجل على كل خير وشر، يكبرون الله على كل شرف ويسبحون الله في كل منزل، نداؤهم في جو السماء لهم دوي في صلاتهم كدوي النحل على الصخر، يصفون في الصلاة كصفوف الملائكة ويصفون في القتال كصفوفهم في الصلاة، إذا غزوا في سبيل الله كانت الملائكة بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم برماح شداد، إذا حضروا الصف في سبيل الله كان الله عليهم مظلا وأشار بيده كما تظل النسور على وكورها، لا يتأخرون زحفا أبدا. وأخرجه أيضا بإسناد آخر عن كعب بنحوه، وفيه أمته الحمادون يحمدون الله على كل حال ويكبرونه على كل شرف، رعاة الشمس يصلون الصلوات الخمس لوقتهن ولو على كناسة، يأتزرون على أوسطهم ويتوضؤون أطرافهم. وأخرج أيضا بإسناد آخر عن كعب مطولة. أبو نعيم الإصفهاني, he wrote a book called حلية الأولياء. It's a book in which the fadail of the pious and saintly people is compiled in a large book in several mujalladat, over 10 volumes. And obviously the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's awliya is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there's a great section dedicated to the fadail of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the virtues of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so Abu Nu'aym narrates from the chain of Sa'id bin Abi Hilal that Abdullah bin Amr said to Ka'b al-Ahbar, who we talked about yesterday, the great rabbi of the Jews who converted to Islam in the generation of the Tabi'een, and he was close to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, who was a companion of the Messenger of Allah, asked Ka'b, inform me about the attributes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his ummah. And so Ka'b al-Ahbar responds, I find them mentioned in books of Allah Ta'ala. So this is obviously not the Quran, he's talking about the books that came before. And so he narrates that from the books of Revelation that verily Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Ahmad is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. That's why those who never met him, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam informs about him, min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. Ahmad is his name in Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Muhammad is his name in this world. So verily Ahmad and his ummah are the ones who are constantly praising, and they praise Allah Ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, mighty and majestic is He, for every good thing that happens to them and every harm that affects them, they still praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is their attribute, right? They say Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah Ta'ala that nobody is praised for difficulties other than Him. So they praise Him for every ease and for every difficulty, and they make His takbir, they declare His magnification every time they ride over a mountain. And this is a hadith, sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever he would reach the top of a mountain or a hill when traveling, or a height, he would always say the takbir. And they make the tasbih, they glorify the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And every time they come down, they say Subhanallah when they come down from a height. Their call, when they call out to Allah Ta'ala, it travels through the air of the heavens. He continues that when they pray, they have like their prayer is like the buzzing of bees. Right? It's the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a number of places in the Quran, that when you pray, don't pray super loud, but don't pray so soft that nobody can hear you. But pray, read and recite in the middle. This is a commandment in the Quran. It comes in a number of places. We just read it in the Surah Al-Isra a couple of days ago in Salat al-Fajr as well. That they have this buzzing when they pray. It's like the buzzing of bees that are on a mountain top. And when they form lines in Salat, their lines in Salat are like the lines of the Malaika, like the lines of the angels. And when they form lines in battle, their lines in battle resemble their lines in Salat. And when they go out to fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the angels are in front of them and behind them, carrying fearsome spears, meaning they're armed and they aid them in battle. And this is something that was experienced from the Sahaba and from every pious generation of people who went out in the path of Allah Ta'ala in truth and sincerity from that time until this. When they are present in the line of battle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala shades them. And so Ka'b al-Ahbar made a motion with his hands, just like a mother eagle shades her nest. That's how Allah ta'ala shades them. Obviously it's not meant to be taken literally, but there's some spiritual meaning to that. Just like a mother eagle shades over or hovers over her nest. They will never be late or delayed in entering the heat of battle ever. They're not people or cowards that run away from a fight. Rather, when the heat of battle comes, they don't delay, they advance without delay. So there's a different, Abu Nu'aym al-Isfahani also in his Hilyat al-Awliya, he gives a different chain of narration for a similar narration that has a slightly different wording, that his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the people who constantly praise, and they praise Allah ta'ala whenever they praise Allah Ta'ala in every state that they might be in, and they say the takbir, the magnification of Allah Ta'ala, whenever they reach a height. And they're people who watch over the sun, meaning they watch over the times of the stars in order for them to pray their prayers on time, right? So ru'at ash-shamsi yusalluna salawat al-khamsa li waqtihinna. They are constantly vigilant over the celestial periods with regards to the sun, and they pray their prayer on time when the time of the prayer comes in. This is a great fadila. This is a dalil actually that timekeeping is sacred. It's an act of ibadah. There's obviously some of the ulama of more modern times, like Sheikh Mustafa Zarqa, they say that it's not keeping time is not an ibadah. But this is a dalil that keeping time is an ibadah, and that was the opinion of a great number of the modern muhaddithin as well, Sheikh Abdul Hayy al-Kitani amongst them, and many of the mutaqaddimeen, right? So that they keep vigilant watch over the celestial periods and the time so that they can say their prayers right on time. And they'll say their prayers even if they're in a place of garbage. Kanasa is like the sweeping of garbage. Even if that's the only place that they find that they can say their prayers, they'll even say their prayers and they'll make their sajda in that as well. And there are people that they cover themselves, their middle section, meaning that they're not people that expose their nakedness, and they're constantly washing their limbs in wudu. And there's another similar athar narrated by Sayyidina Ka'b, rahimahullah tabarak wa ta'ala, and it's also in the Hilya, and it's much longer, it's not mentioned over here. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Again, a reminder, after the remaining sunnah prayers, there will be a class, a fiqh class, an aqidah class, inshallah, in the library. So whoever likes to wait in the masjid from one salat after the other and receive the reward of ribat, inshallah, let him come to the fiqh class, inshallah, and stay until Isha.